Donald Fagen is best known as one half of the old rock band Steely Dan. The other half was guitarist and producer Walter Becker. Steely Dan dissolved in 1980, and 2 years later, Fagen released a highly praised solo album, Nightfly. There's been no new work from Fagen until now, with the release of Kama Kyriad, which also reunites him with Becker. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review. The first song in the album is this one, Trans Island Skyway.
I was born yesterday when they brought my Kama Kyriad, when they handed me the keys. It's a steam power 10, the frame is out of Glasgow, the tech is Balinese. It's not a freeway bullet or a bug with monster wheels. It's a total biosphere. Well, the farm in the back.
In 70s rock music, irony abounded. Think of Randy Newman's sarcastic variations on singer-songwriter conventions, or of David Bowie's constant shape-shifting. But it was Steely Dan that made irony catchy. And although Kama Kyriad is labeled a Donald Fagen album, it's really the best Steely Dan record since Katie Lied in 1975. Set in the future, this is a suite of road songs about a guy who's zipping across cyberspace in a futuristic car called a Kama Kyriad. In the 11 years since his last record, Fagen seems to have read a lot of William Gibson and James Ellroy, and to have fully anticipated Wild Palms in the matter of sun-drenched dread. Kama Kyriad is a glide across an America where the sandy dunes of a Los Angeles beach are, he says, a joyless place where this loneliness began. It's where carnivals offer holographic rides in which you relive all your bad love affairs. Still, Fagen hasn't forgotten how to make despair sound awfully alluring.
Drive along the sea, far from the city's twitch and smoke, to a misty beach, it's where my life became a joke, on the dunes. On the dunes, became a joke.
With Walter Becker on board as producer and guitarist, this album plays Steely Dan's standard trick. Slick, pretty music decorating harrowing, downbeat lyrics. You hear the trick done well on that song, On the Dunes, in which the narrator asserts that his life is little more than a joke. Kama Kyriad is a beautiful but deeply pessimistic, even rather nasty album. At one point in this vision of the future, Fagen refers to women as a virus wearing pumps and pearls. Listening to it, you realize how music has changed in the decades since Steely Dan prevailed. The compositions on Kama Kyriad have a languor and discursiveness that's just utterly unlike today's pumped-up pop.
On a night like this, you look up at your lover. It's like you're in some old cartoon. Then you detect the scent of faded roses up in the sky.
Fagen and Becker are, by the way, mounting a Steely Dan reunion tour this summer. I would warn them off this project with a personal anecdote. When Rolling Stone was updating its illustrated history of rock and roll last year, I got a call from an editor who said they'd be cutting the chapter I had written on Steely Dan from the new edition. Why? Because, the editor told me, they're over. They're pretty much irrelevant now. On a song here called Snowbound, Fagen sings, "Wake me up when the wolves come out to play." To which I can only say, wake up, Don, they're here.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. Donald Fagen's new album is Kamakiriad.